T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's 5 o'clock. It's time for Cinco de Fivo.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
All right, Tiki. Today is March 1st, and Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new pretzel Baconator today.
Stop. Hold on. Pause. Time out. Call 30 here real quick. You had a Cinco de Fivo yesterday. We had a question based off your Cinco de Fivo yesterday because it was the top five things that happened on
Leap Day.
Yeah. Which was February 29th. Your number five was Ja Rule. And number five is being birthed. But the question that came off of that was, does he celebrate his birthday on non-leap day years on the 28th or on March 1st? So I reached out to Ja. He didn't get back to me in time for us to do it on the show.
Right.
But he did once I got home. You know what he said?
What'd he say?
Both.
Now that's a baller move. By the way, you know what? That probably is the right answer.
That is the absolute right answer.
Yeah, if I'm getting screwed out of my actual birthday every year, I'm going to use both days.
No doubt.
And do that.
It's a two-day birthday.
That's a Bennigan's trip and then a Cheesecake Factory trip.
That's what you took out of that?
Right.
He just casually texted Ja Rule, and Ja Rule got back to him. I get it's Tiki Barber, but we text like Art Stapleton. No offense to Art, but this is Ja Rule.
That's what I took out of it, is that Tiki just texting Ja Rule out of nowhere.
First of all, I don't blame Tiki. Good for Tiki. By the way, Art Stapleton would have answered me a lot quicker than Ja Rule answered Tiki.
And Ja got to him on his birthday, and it wasn't even a happy birthday text.
So you did start with happy birthday, right?
Oh, you did?
All right. I did.
All right. I know
he
you
said,
were cool.
He said, ha, thanks, bro. So both.
So hopefully Ja Rule is out there still celebrating. Maybe he's listening to Cinco de Fivo. March is here, and I don't know if a lot of you guys feel this way. March is the strip clubs of month, a big tease. It is a big tease.
You going to Tampa or something? What's going on?
Well, I'm just saying. Would you not, if you were to say, pick any month, it's a tease.
Yeah, I could see that. Because you're waiting for fully spring to be here. You're waiting for baseball to fully be here. You're waiting for your team to draft somebody that can help you win to be here.
Yeah.
You kind of get teased.
March whispers in your ear, honey, how much are you going to tip me? That's exactly what March does. That being said, there are good things about March. I'm excited March is here. I'm going to give you the five best things about March.
Here we go!
Number five.
NFL free agency. Mm. The exact opposite of baseball free agency. Was it next week or the week after? When it gets here.
Happens quick.
It is such a fun week.
Yeah.
Fast and furious. So much so that when I was working on the national side, I used to have to like do a live grid I'd have to keep updating because you'd miss stuff by the time you were on the air the next day.
When is the official tampering period? Because they have an official tampering.
Is it March 12th?
Period. That's when it really starts.
By the way, they put in legal tampering because the idea was how would these deals get signed so fast? And then legal tampering just became free agency.
Yes, that's basically what it is.
So it comes, I think, maybe March 12th.
13th. March 13th.
March 13th.
11th. 2 days. So March this year. It was 13th last year. It's March 11th at noon this year.
So we're 10 days away.
10 days away.
That's going to be a fun week.
Legal tampering.
Evan tries to overanalyze every Jet move. We'll overanalyze every Giant move, and we'll have some fun. But I love that. All right, here we go.
Number four.
The NCAA tournament. Mm. What a great event. Right. How great are those first 2 days?
You don't got to know Jack, and all you got to do is gamble.
Right. And by the way, for everybody that complains, I need a day off after the Super Bowl. Somehow, everybody has no problem banging out on that Thursday or Friday from work.
It's true.
But the day after the Super Bowl is a big problem.
Only, listen, you shouldn't bang out. If you're a Foxhole guy, you don't bang out at work. By the way, guys, I'm taking that Thursday and Friday off. Just letting you know right
now. Hate you.
That's right. I'm off that Friday, but I won't be able to watch the tournament. Anyway, here we go.
Number three.
Evan's going to be so angry this isn't number one, but it's baseball arrives at the end of the month. Mm. Now, I'm going to be full disclosure with you. I love baseball. I love the Yankees. I am a baseball is way too long kind of guy. I say this to Loogie. There's no other sport where I inevitably am always more into the first 2 weeks than I am the last 2 weeks.
That's so true.
Is that true, right?
That's so true.
Like, 100%. I don't think I watched a pitch of the World Series, first time ever, a pitch of the World Series.
I know I did not.
It didn't interest me. But yeah. The first 2 weeks, Reds, Phillies, yeah. Gear me up.
I cared to find out who won the World Series. I did right. not watch a second of it. By the way, in Evan's
Fantasy League.
Not his fantasy league, but you and I got to get on our team, by the way.
Yeah.
But at Evan's radical restructuring, he shortened the season, too.
He is such a phone.
He shortened the season.
He is such a phone.
156 games as opposed to 162.
Well, that's because his wife won't let him go to as many games now, so it works for him in all
circles. Okay. Right. It does change. All right, here we go.
Number two.
The number two best thing about March, mulch. The moment you get a couple nice days in a row, it's time to get the mulch out. And when the mulch comes to your neighborhood, boy, does it smell like spring.
Mm.
You know that smell?
And it looks like spring. It's like, dude, my yard looks so perfect right now. And it only is going to take one windstorm. Like,
I know. And the color
some
fades.
Deer going flying through, ripping it all up.
Now, the barber house. Some deer. We have squirrels by us. Barber house. Black mulch, brown mulch, red mulch.
It was red. Now it's black.
It's got to be black.
We did red for a while because it's just so much green around our house. It just kind of looked cool. Reminded Tracy of Christmas. She loves Christmas. We have 14 trees.
So the black mulch.
But after a while, we're like, yeah, this is black.
Yeah. Look, when mulch, once you go, never mind.
Black.
All right. Yeah. You never go back.
Number one.
He said it.
St. Patrick's Day celebrations.
Hey.
All right.
I love it.
This is the best. Now, I don't know if Jersey is like this. Mm. I know Long Island's like this. Starting this weekend, every Saturday or Sunday, one of the little villages will have their parade, which inevitably ends to everybody drinking, dressed as green. You will inevitably have hit, if you're like in your 20s, 8 St. Patrick's Day celebrations by the time the month ends. It's no longer about St. Patrick's Day anymore.
It's a month of drinking.
Everybody wearing the green. Some people go lazy with the Celtic or Jet jerseys. Mm. I love it. In fact, I'm going to reveal a little secret about Tommy Lugauer.
What's that?
Me and Tommy have known each other for a long time, worked behind the scenes for a long time, hit it as office friends. He was another Long Island guy. He had a saying, and it's so true to this day. When you get to Halloween and you go to the Halloween parties, I think we're at a Halloween party together at the bars. He said, look around. You notice something? I go, no. What do you go? He goes, the girl's legs, all the girls are dressed, you know, to impress. I said, yeah, what about? He goes, get a good long look. This is the last time you get a look at any of this until St. Patrick's Day.
You won't see a kneecap for 4 months. They're going to be bundled up.
It's true.
It is true.
You see it driving in the city, too.
So if you're young.
Everybody's bundled up. Yep. And then all of a sudden, St. Patty's Day happens. And it's a little bit warm outside. It's like, okay.
And by the way, 40 on St. Patrick's Day is the equivalent of 80 in July. And Tommy's right. If you're a single guy or gal, the moment you start seeing skin out in public again is St. Patrick's Day.
The beads, the innuendos on the shirts, I love it. You're right. And by the way, Hoboken does one of those St. Patrick's Days before the actual holiday.
Yeah. All right. And that's Cinco de Mayo today and every day at 5 p.m.
Luca, no problem.
What's the drink on St. Patty's Day?
Green beer.
Green beer?
People do the JMO shots, the Guinness. Rosie? I'm not a Guinness guy.
Rosie, what do you do?
Beer is fine. I don't need the coloring, though. Right. That's awkward.
Why not?
Because it's stupid. It's dumb.
So, admittedly, I am 25% Irish, but I'm still going with, like, a Corona or a White Claw. I know,
none of you fools drink Guinness?
I don't like the taste.
No.
Straight Guinness. It's a light beer, by the way. It just looks dark. Guinness.
I think that's what freaks me out when drinking Guinness.
Yeah, it does.
It doesn't taste heavy, but it looks heavy.
Yes.
And I don't like playing mental tricks.
And it's better out of the tap, even though...
Everybody swears it's also better in Ireland.
It absolutely is.
Okay.
It absolutely is.
I mean, I drink my coffee in the morning.
It looks like coffee. They have a factory. You go on tours. It's awesome.
I mean, I would go. Have you ever been to the Cheesecake Factory? Another great factory. My favorite factory, as a matter of fact.
I thought you were like, wait, was this in some country?
No, it's everywhere. Mark in South Cali.
What's up, Mark?
Mark, what's up?
Hey, guys. It's Sean. You got to keep me on for a few seconds more.
Go ahead.
I'll start out with this first. Sean, when you did your Cinco de Five back in a while, you guys were searching for Whitney Houston's songs and Dionne Warwick. For Dionne Warwick, it was Walk On By.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Okay.
Right. Because he had never heard of it. That's right.
Right. And for Whitney, it was The Greatest Love of All, originally by George Benson.
Right,
And You Give Good Love to Me, her first hit.
Yep, that's right.
Now, as far as the Giants concerned, the Giants, I would go receiver and go with either Penix or Nix. The reason why I'm saying that.
Later?
Because
later.
They're bad weather quarterbacks, just like because they're in the Great North. The three top quarterbacks, they're all Southern quarterbacks. Mm. Now,
by the way, Bo Nix originally played at Auburn and never wins on the road. So he's not exactly just a bad weather quarterback.
Yeah.
All right. Sean, here it goes. I hope the NFL lets bad Tiki do NFL games in the Super Bowl.
I don't think the NFL's anywhere close to allowing that to happen.
They'd have to censor the whole thing, Mark.
Right. Now, bad Tiki's, we found out, is pressed for money, so we know he'd do the job.
Yeah,
but why do you want to hear that, Mark?
Why I want him to, because one thing I noticed about Bad Tiki, he's straight to the point.
Yep.
He doesn't miss.
Good point. That's a great point, Mark. Appreciate you, bro.
And no sponsor apparently bailed after Bad Tiki gave him all a shout out yesterday. So also very, very.
I don't know. Fun. I'm not doing any reads today, so maybe they
did. Good point. Good point. Maybe Bad Tiki. That's a good
844 Bad Tiki.
He's unbelievable. By the way, my wife believed that AI Rod was really Alex Rodriguez.
A-Rod sounded exactly like Alex.
Like, I came home, she's like, you sure they just didn't get A-Rod to tape something? Like, no.
Nope. And he made, Bad Tiki made AIs out of everybody.
Yeah, I know.
That was the funniest one.
I don't know how you've gotten used to it. That was so freaky hearing me like that. Brian in Florham Park. Brian, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
What's up, neighbor?
What's up, neighbor? How you doing?
I'm good.
Listen, I'm calling to agree with you, man.
All right, let's hear it.
Two points, all right? And first one, I'm not a caller. I'm always a listener. I listen to you guys every day. Great show, right?
Appreciate you, dude.
I just, listening over the last week, I was like, all right, I've got to call in, especially listening to today. And also, Evan, I just, he was. It's nice that he was not in today.
We get Giants talk, that's why.
Well, listen, I get it. Like, everybody there is, like, big fans, right? And, it's emotional and this and that. But, like, let's take a step back for a second, right? Like, and you know this probably better than anyone, Tiki. Like we don't know what the Giants need. We don't know what's going on with Daniel Jones. Like, like you said, they paid him $40 million for a reason, right? Like, they think he's a good quarterback, and he is, and he proved that the year before. He just has nobody to block him. He's got no one to take care of him, and he got beat up last year.
He got destroyed. So it's the beat up does not even close, Brian. I watched all 30 of his sacks, a couple weeks ago. I felt bad. I mean, I was cringing watching him, knowing he's going to get hit, and it's like, ugh.
And by the way, it wasn't a matter of not having, people play without linemen. If you consider Evan Neal not an NFL tackle guy, deserves to play guard, he played the first 5 weeks before his injury with zero NFL tackle play. Josh Azudu and Evan Neal.
Right, right.
Bad miss. It's just what it is. It's bad miss. Like,
sometimes
Evan Neal
that happens.
Alabama should be like upper echelon.
No doubt.
Right? Bad miss, right? But you gotta look at that and say, say they make the decision, we want to move on, right? And we want it, which, I don't think they should. When you guys are talking about Caleb Williams, listen, I watch a lot of college football. I'm an SEC guy. I watched a lot of USC games this year. Dude, he went 7-5 in the Pac-10, which no longer exists.
There's two teams.
Listen, I'm going to give Lugie credit.
Teams.
Lugie said, but his defense was Swiss cheese. Absolutely. 100%. But you can't ignore the little things and I don't want to jump on board with everyone else, but him jumping in the crowd, crying to his mom, or him. Listen, he also comes at people too. He played Utah in two Pac 12 championships and lost and painted stuff on his nails. You're a quarterback. You got to be a leader of men.
Yeah.
Right. And you have to want people to follow you. Every person on that team, including the defense.
Right.
Am I wrong?
No, absolutely right. Like, if you don't, appreciate your call, Brian. I won't see you there till next week because I'm going down to Dallas. But he lives in the same town as me, by the way.
Florham Park.
Right. So
that restaurant you always go to?
Which one?
You say it every time you have a good date night. You go into some restaurant.
Well, we go to a lot of them.
Oh, all right.
We went
to the same spot.
No. Luco? Luco's right in town.
Okay.
You talking about the Thirsty Turtle?
Thirsty Turtle?
Right. I'm just trying to figure what you're
thinking. The one time we were in Florham Park, me and Lugie ate at this really fancy spot. You ever heard of Wawa?
Wawa.
We got a good sandwich there?
Tracy loves the Wawa.
Oh, Wawa.
Right on Route 10? That's actually in East Hanover.
Wherever it was. It was close. Yes, it was East Hanover. Yeah. Right.
So she loves that. I forget what I was saying. But the point with quarterbacks, the quarterback has to become the unquestioned leader. And look, could Caleb Williams evolve into that? Sure. But there were some quirks about him that, I mean, they're probably fine, but they worry me. The beauty of it is that in reality, he's going to be gone before the Giants ever have to even think about taking him. Unless something like drastic happens and he's one of those precipitous fall guys.
But I hammered that last hour.
I know.
If he's a precipitous fall guy.
It could happen. I'm not doubting that. And it would put the Giants in a very odd position.
By the way, that is a great four. Luigi hit on it. Man, that Friday the next morning is a great 4 hours of radio. I'll be waving the pom-poms. I'll paint my nails just like Caleb Williams.
I'll be so pumped up. Oh, come on.
I will.
No, you won't.
If they get Caleb Williams and he falls in the trap.
I'm kicking you out of the studio then.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not nice.
No, because I'm going to be anti it.
So?
Perfect.
Have you heard of radio? Anthony in Tom's River. Anthony, you're on the Fan.
What's up, Ant?
How you doing, guys? What's going on, Evan Tiki?
All's good. Evan's not here. That's Sean.
Oh, Sean. I'm sorry. My bad.
I sound just as whiny.
So listen, I was listening to you guys about a week ago, and Evan was talking about some craziness about Justin Fields.
Yes.
Coming to
yes.
Giants.
Yes. Trading for Justin Fields.
No, I do not want Fields. What has he done for Chicago?
Right. He hasn't proven.
Why would you bring somebody that has done nothing to a Giant team that's already struggling offensively and defensively?
Yeah. Now look,
if Jones goes down, and Fields is your next quarterback, you're going to get worse.
Right. Well, the only thing that I could argue, and again, I'm against this, but the only thing I could argue with Justin Fields is that the skill set is very similar.
Okay.
Right. With the ability to make every throw, decision-making hasn't been good for Justin Fields until this season. It actually changed a little bit this year under Luke Getsy the second year, and then they fired Luke at the end of the season. I don't know if that's telling about Justin Fields or what, but he started to locate the ball better, but the athleticism that we saw with Daniel Jones 2 seasons ago when he rushed for 700, that's the same skill set that Justin Fields has.
Of course it is,
so in theory, the offense doesn't need to evolve for your, in this case, I think it'd be backup, whatever. It doesn't need to evolve for the new quarterback.
Right.
Right? So it could fit. But the timing of it with his deal coming due really now, because they got to figure out whether or not they want the fifth-year option, and then him likely not playing and then having to determine whether or not you're going to sign him in free agency or you just lose him.
It's a mess.
It just doesn't make sense.
Especially if you're in the camp of you don't want to trade assets because you need to fill every hole while you're trading something for.
Yes. And for a guy who's not proven. It's one thing if you're trading for a proven starter who's won a lot in the NFL. As much as I think Justin Fields can be that, he's not that yet.
By the way, just a quick aside, the Ravens do that well with Tyler Snoop Huntley behind Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Where the offense doesn't.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yes, it's a big drop off, but it doesn't miss a beat as far as fit goes.
But that's almost as important. Especially with, I mean, what was the number this year? 63?
Different quarterbacks?
65?
Weren't there 12 rookies that started the game?
Yeah, there were 12 rookies, including ours and Tommy DeVito. But I want to say there were 63 was the number I saw. And think about that. That's at least, it's on average one a team.
And you can't tell me it's a crazy outlier with the increased schedule.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The backup's now a very important position. Ryan in Fairhaven. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, guys. This is Ryan. First time, long time. I just wanted to make my case for the Giants drafting a quarterback. As a Giant fan, I just want to feel excited going into this season. And no offense to Daniel Jones, another season of him, I'm really not all that excited. If we have a Caleb Williams, a Jaden Daniels, a Drake May, in that case, I'm a lot more excited.
Yeah,
so let me know what you guys think about that.
I think, you're not wrong. Like, I know what he's saying. Like, it just feels like just another year.
Feels like running it back. Nobody wants to hear the term run it back.
Run it back, especially after a 6-win season.
Right.
Right? It's like, oh, we're going to run it back. Not much is going to change. Obviously, you'll get some free agents and you'll get some draft because they have 30-something free agents. So they got holes to fill. It's going to be a third different team. Right? So we know that already. Actually, probably half the team is going to be different.
Right.
So we know that already. But it still feels running it back because the guy up top is still Daniel Jones, and this is now his sixth season. But with that being said, I still don't feel like we know Daniel Jones.
I know. But if you don't know, then you don't know.
Yeah, yes, but he's paid. Like, he's already here. He's already got the contract. And, you know, unfortunately for Daniel Jones, his whole career has felt prove it. At the beginning, you're replacing Eli Manning. All right, prove that you deserve to replace Eli Manning. After that, he got hurt. He had to come back. All right, prove that you're healthy and can be that guy. And then get a new head coach. All right, we're not going to do your fifth-year option. We're not going to sign you up for your fifth-year option. So going into your fourth year, you got to prove it, dude.
And he did.
He did. He gets paid. Now he gets hurt after getting paid. And it's like, all right, they have an out after this year. Prove it again. Every single year has been a prove-it year for Daniel Jones. And that's got to be...
The fact that he's even survived.
Right. I'm just thinking, like, emotionally, you never feel relaxed. Like, he's never felt, all right, this is my team. Like, I got
this. Last year would have been the year after he signs the deal.
Right. But
it hurt. And that's why I'll defend Daniel Jones.
So it sets up to another prove it year.
And that's what I will defend Daniel Jones with this. If you have the idea that it's run it back if Daniel Jones is the starter next year, is it really, though? And I know that everybody suddenly with some All-22 film in a Twitter account thinks they know what they're looking at when they're diagnosing Daniel Jones not taking deep shots or whatever that went into it.
Because he gets to his third step and he's inundated.
Right. He doesn't have time to go through the reads.
Right.
That being said, you know, if Andrew Thomas is fully healthy and they have capable right tackle play, which they eventually got with Tyree Phillips last year, and John Michael Schmitz takes the next step, and Jalen Hyatt takes the next step, Wandale Robinson too, it's not really running it back.
No.
Because you would see internal and external improvements to the roster itself.
Yes.
So I can't look that way. And by the way, it's not like the Giants went 6-10, 5-11, whatever they ended up going with.
6-10.
Well, what happened?
Very little wins to a lot of losses. All right, guys. Earlier in the show, we discussed Darren Waller, how he was mulling retirement but decided to come back. This is from the New York Post. Paul Schwartz. Waller told the Post on Friday that he is, quote, still undecided if he's going to continue his playing career. Another quote, quote, I have not made a decision either way, Waller said.
Hmm.
So he's still mulling retirement.
All right.
This is Paul Schwartz of the Post.
I mean, luckily Daniel Bellinger's a good player.
I know.
Like,
he probably got underutilized.
He did, but he was also used a lot as a fullback.
Yeah.
Right? He was
pseudo fullback.
Right. He was like a pseudo fullback. Darren Waller's 31. Like, this will be his year 32 season next year because he turns 32 in September. It feels young for him to retire.
A lot of injuries.
Unless the injuries are weighing on him.
Look, I am not somebody to tell an athlete or anybody when they should or shouldn't retire. However, I would think common courtesy, Tiki. You know, a lot of people had a problem with the way you retired. Hey, by the way, that was a blessing. The Giants knew what they needed. They took Ahmad Bradshaw in the seventh round.
Yeah. And by the way, they already had two pretty good running backs.
Yeah. Right. With Ward and Jacobs.
Yeah.
I think that if Darren Waller is serious about retirement and he's thinking about leaning that way,
he's got to let him know in the next 10 days.
They can't exit free.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Agency have the cap room gobbled up and then have to reach for one in the draft. That can't happen. All right, it is 5:30. You know what that is? It's our daily John Sterling call.
It's time for John Sterling's home run call of the day.
The payoff is hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone in the bleachers. He hit a breaking ball a mile and a half. Jason Giambi hits another home run. The Giambino. And the Yankees take a 4-3 lead.
Oh, I like that one. The Giambino.
The Giambino was great. That piggybacked off Tino was the great Bam Tino for all those years. Man, I miss Jason Giambi. Very rare in this town, too, with the Yankees, to be a guy to not win a championship, to be in between both the 2009 and then the earlier run, but still be very beloved. And oh, by the way, as I look at the A-Rod banner, Giambi, not exactly a clean player, but everybody loves him.
Well, because he copped to it.
Yes.
He admitted it. Yes. That helped him a lot. Right. Plus, he wore like a thong reportedly.
The golden thong. Yeah,
right. The cover-up is always worse than the crime.
And he didn't sue the team.
He didn't sue the team. Yeah. Nonetheless.
Minor details.
The fans shouldn't care about who sues the team.
No, of course not.
By the way, if anybody should be suing anybody, you fans. I mean, by the time you pay for parking, how much are those chicken buckets costing you? A-Rod could be doing you a favor. Jeez. All right. The combine always brings us, Tiki, asinine questions that teams may ask players or, like, motives. I'll never forget the first year with Nick Sirianni. He was asking players to play rock, paper, scissors to judge their competitive instinct.
Really?
Yeah, that was like and he got, like, mocked for it. Ended up being an okay coach.
Yeah.
But sometimes players say really weird things. So Loogie basically, like, hot off the presses when I walked in here today. He's like, did you see this one said this and this one said this? So I said, we got to do this with Tiki because it might send you down a rabbit hole. I'm not even sure you're aware some of these things in life exist that people think.
I probably do not.
All right, Loogie, I'm going to let you direct traffic here and teach us into where we got to go.
All right, so first things first, I have one quote and then two pieces of audio. I'll read the quote, we'll play the audio, and then we will discuss. First of all, there's something called the Birds Aren't Real movement. Now, there are two prospects. One is named
Tiki's face.
Tip Reeman, he's a tight end out of Illinois, and then Romeo Dunze, of course, wide receiver, Washington. They are both subscribers, believers to the birds are not real people. This is the quote from Tip. Have you ever seen a baby pigeon? How do we know that power lines aren't pigeon recharging stations? That is the quote from Tip. Here is the audio from Romeo Dunze.
Pigeons are fake. Those are AI. Have you seen a baby pigeon? I haven't.
What?
So he hasn't seen a baby pigeon. That's clip one. Here's clip two.
Pigeons are fake. Those are AI. Have you seen a baby pigeon? I haven't.
Sounded just like clip one.
Yeah, it was the same clip.
Okay, there you go. All right. One clip.
So pigeons are fake. He thinks they're AI. Now here's
So you've never seen a baby pigeon.
So that would be the basis. Here's my problem. If a pigeon is AI, or it's like some kind of, let's just play the game that these guys would be right. Why in New York City do I walk through pigeon poop every single day?
Yes.
And by the way, I would guess none of these people have been to Manhattan if you don't believe
in pigeons. Those people who go pigeon hunting bring home pigeons? Right?
Right. And also, if you believe birds aren't real, are these all birds?
So
because eggs exist.
Yeah, and I see robins and blue jays outside my house every day.
As somebody who lives in Manhattan?
I know this because my dog, CJ, drags me around the neighborhood trying to chase the damn things.
Yeah.
So, I've never seen a baby pigeon in my life, ever. Never. They're always full-grown, full-sized. I live in Manhattan. I've lived here for like five years.
But baby pigeons.
But, you know, babies stay in the nest, and the mom brings them back food.
What are they, Tommy DeVito, living there till they're 30?
Yes.
I've never seen a baby pigeon.
Because when they're big enough to finally be able to fly on their own, that's when they grow. The mommy and daddy take care of them. Wait, Luki, are you saying you believe in this birds are fake thing?
Okay, so I'm not saying I'm part of the birds are not real movement, but they do bring up a good point. I, for one, have never seen a baby pigeon, and they do hang out on the power cords a lot, and maybe they're AI, I don't know.
They're drones. They're recharging the batteries on the power lines.
Yeah. So in 1923, there were drones as the pigeons were crapping.
Were the power lines in 1923?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
When did Ben Franklin fly the kite?
I have no idea.
Okay. I think he was in the Boston Tea Party.
All right. So let me, before we get to the next idiotic thing.
He was a founding father.
Is there anything like this? But didn't he do the electricity with the kite?
Yes.
Okay. So right back then, that's how long electricity was. So I'm assuming
I don't think they had power lines.
Not probably a few years later. Yeah. Right?
What's the thing in France, the Louvre?
Exactly.
We're going down a dark path. Tiki, is there anything dumb enough a player would say that would tell you, I don't care how talented you are, I can't draft you? Non-political.
It would be hard.
Okay, so you could be... Did you play with any guys that were like...
P.E. majors coaching P.E. majors.
Yeah.
That's how you have to think about it sometimes.
All right.
I'm not saying it's everybody, but sometimes you have to think of it that way.
All right, so that is one piece of audio. We have the other from Rome Odunze.
Yeah, Rome was...
Who, by the way, is the wide receiver from Washington that Michael Penix used to look up.
And the question is, in here, he was asked if he thinks he could fly a plane.
Do you think you can land a plane in case of emergency?
Absolutely not. We are going down. All souls have perished.
I think that's a good answer.
It's a good answer. I don't like how everyone laughed at it.
Not encouraging.
No.
Well, hold on. I like a quarterback that's honest. None of us could land a plane.
He's a wide receiver, so he's not a quarterback. And landing a plane is simple. You push the automatic pilot button. You realize that your planes are flown automatically. The pilot is there in case something goes wrong. So could you land a plane? Sure. I just put in an autopilot. That's the answer.
There's no manual situation when you're landing.
Of course.
Autopilot.
If there's wind, if there's something.
All right.
It's takeoff, taxi, takeoff. It's all automated. You know that, right?
I know a lot of it is autopilot, but I think landing and taking off, there's a human element to it.
There's a human in case, but it's all autopilot.
All right. So a survivable heart attack happens to a pilot midair.
Yes.
Somebody yells.
There's a co-pilot.
Let's say both have a simultaneous heart attack.
I'm sure the flight attendants are trained.
Okay. Well, let's just say a flight attendant comes out to the aisles and goes,
"Is there a pilot in
there?" No. Well, does anybody have any familiarity with landing a plane? Now everybody goes in a panic. Is Tiki Barber raising his hand and go, "I know it's just a button. I'll go up there and do it."
No.
Okay. No. So you can't kill Rome Odunze for saying that.
No. I think it's Odunze.
Odunze.
Right.
I do and say myself.
Very nice. I just don't like how everyone laughed at the end. After he says everyone's going to die, they all laugh.
It's a hypothetical.
It is kind of morbid, but...
But it's hypothetical.
But why ask that a question like that? Like, because this was media. This was like a media session. This wasn't an interview, even though I know in those interviews they ask some crazy questions as well.
I think the sad thing that's happened in the Combine, Teak, is it's become a lot like Radio Row and the Super Bowl in that... For every Daniel Jeremiah and Adam Schefter, you have every Tom, Dick, and Harry, is that still a saying?
Mm-hmm.
Who has a local draft podcast or a local team podcast that doesn't really have like real media experience. They're like a YouTuber that gets access and goes, and then they think they're going to go viral by asking a dumb question, and they make it about themselves.
Yes.
That's exactly what happens.
Okay, so...
Even though we're not mentioning any of their names.
Yep.
Right. It's all good.
So Texas Tech DB Tyler Owens says he doesn't believe in space.
What?
Yeah.
What does he think?
I don't know. He also believes flat earth theories have some valid points. And then there was an LOL. Although that was Dove Kleiman put the LOL. But yeah, he does not believe in...
He thinks it's flat. Space.
Right.
And he thinks the earth is flat. I've seen these flat earthers. Why does it look round from outer space? And they say because it's spinning so fast. Because if you spin anything that's flat fast enough, like eventually it looks like it's
Why would
round.
Something being flat even make sense to spin?
I don't know. By the way,
I'm open to anybody having any kind of dumb theory. No matter how you're entitled
how
to being
not
idiot.
Believe in space.
I know. How many pictures do
We've
you need to
been
see?
To space.
Of course.
We just landed a vehicle on the moon.
Right. You don't believe in space, but the moment you order DirecTV and that satellite pings back down, you got no problem understanding how that got in your house.
Yes. Exactly.
I mean, people are idiots.
That's idiotic.
People are idiots. I also feel like to this day and age, if you're actually a flat earther, you're doing it for more attention than your actual belief.
I agree with that.
He doesn't believe in space as in other planets and feels flat earth theories have some valid points. So
there are definitely other planets. There are other planets in our solar system. Now, if he's saying, I don't believe in aliens.
He's drafting them.
Then I can get down with
that. Does him saying that he doesn't think they're planets, does that affect his draft stock?
No. It just makes him a moron.
Right, so being a moron does not affect the draft.
Of course not.
Okay.
I just said to Sean, PE majors coaching PE majors. Think of it that way sometimes.
Tiki's a valedictorian of his high school doing a show next to me today. He understands the life of morons, okay? All right. Let's get back to the calls. Tyler in New Haven. Tyler, you're on the fan. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, dude?
Not much. So the pigeons that are off-colored, like that don't have the purple breast and everything, are adolescent pigeons.
Pigeons have colored breasts?
So that means, yeah, they do. It's purple. Like, you've seen a pigeon before.
I thought they were all gray.
Like purple and green?
Yeah, green
and
or gray.
And the ones that are all gray are the adolescents.
So So when they're so they just look like regular pigeons and they don't look like baby pigeons.
Right. I mean,
so the majority of pigeons I'm familiar with are kids.
Baby pigeons don't leave the nest. And then they're adolescents and then they're adults. It's just a bird.
Yeah.
He's frustrated.
Yeah.
Tyler's frustrated.
Right, but you're right, Tyler.
So the pigeon is
It's what you said. They don't leave the nest.
Right, which is common sense. The worms get dropped to them. But the pigeon, as I respect it, is a gray bird. So he's saying that's like the high school version of a pigeon?
Yeah.
I don't know the color
I don't
of pigeon.
I don't know the color either. I lived in the city, but I don't remember.
Very odd. And why are pigeons mostly in the cities?
Because they're rats with wings.
Is that really why?
Basically.
It's just they love the dirt?
No, they just love that they're scavengers.
Huh. But you could scavenge a dumpster in a suburb.
No, but it's like cockroaches and rats and pigeons. It's just New York City's like a, you know, Disneyland. For those people.
And you live here.
They're big birds. I mean, so.
I'm not buying that previous caller, though, by the way.
About
we
what?
We see baby animals all the time. No one's ever seen a baby pigeon. They hang out in a house
by the way,
the
have you
time.
Googled a baby pigeon?
No.
Well, let's Google a baby pigeon, right?
Okay,
now.
Let's Google a baby pigeon. While you do that, I would also challenge Loogie. Outside of animals you're going to adopt, like a puppy or a
okay,
cat.
Okay, sure.
Outside of National Geographic TV or the Six Flags Safari.
All right, tough guy.
Where are you seeing the baby fox of the world?
When you're driving, like, upstate Pennsylvania, you see baby deer, baby fox. And
sure.
Like,
you see all the babies all the time.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
They're protected.
They're protected? You see them if you're driving and you look over, you can see them. Have you seen a baby pigeon?
I don't think I've seen a baby any animal outside of a kitten or a puppy.
Any baby bird, quite frankly, while we're at it.
By the way, speaking of that, he mentioned Big Bird. What kind of bird is Big Bird?
I don't know. Canary?
Canary?
Big Bird's a canary? All right. Did you Google baby pigeon?
I did.
It's a pterodactyl.
And, yes. So pigeons mate for life. And this is by Dr. Elizabeth Carlin.
Oh. Chris's
pigeons? No. Pigeons have, on average, 13 babies a year.
Damn. 13?
Yeah.
They're like Tyreek Hill.
A-Rod.
Yeah. They raise them together. They feed the chicks with crop milk. It's just built by, I don't know, it's like cottage cheese.
Wait, crop milk is how the baby pigeon eats?
No. They make it. The adult pigeons make it. They're not
Wait
actually cute.
Big pigeons have nipples?
They just regurgitate it.
Oh, okay.
They have weird limb lengths. They're pink when they're born and tiny yellow feathers, so they can't fly. They nest for a month after they hatch, and then they're essentially fully grown when they leave, which is in, I don't know, a few months. So they don't leave the nest until they're fully grown.
So that's exactly it. By the way, the absolute best part of this segment is we have broken down the combine and the NFL draft prospects today like no other show on WFAN has today.
And now we're talking about baby pigeons.
We did an hour on the Knicks, and there's some idiot on the BQE right now, or I shouldn't say idiot. Somebody saw me go, can we do anything else other than bird talk today on the Fan?
You know I compared pigeons to Tommy DeVito, no, so there's your sports.
Matt in Howard Beach. Matt, what's up?
Hey, Sean.
What's up, Matt?
I can definitely confirm that baby pigeons do exist.
Nice. Okay.
If we want to have a field trip, my grandfather and uncle used to raise homing pigeons in Brooklyn.
Oh, there you go.
And actually, there's a documentary online about them. It's about 15 minutes long.
Oh, so we need to show Roma Dunje this. And so can you just confirm yes or no on a nipple for the adult pigeon?
I've never looked under the feathers in that detail, but I don't think, you know, it's not a mammal, so it probably doesn't have nipples, but...
Yeah, good point.
I have nipples, Greg. Would you milk me?
You're a mammal, though.
Am I? Adults are I mean, people are mammals?
No, we're not. Well, we won't do that.
No, people are people.
No.
Okay?
We are mammals.
I didn't know that.
Dumbass.
But Ryan in Connecticut.
What's up, Ryan?
Hey, Tiki, I'm a big fan. I'm a Giants season ticket holder. I love you. But I got to tell you both, birds aren't real is a joke. They've covered it on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
Howard Stern's talked about it. It's
I know.
Total...
I know, but here's the thing, Ryan. They're asking these prospects at the NFL Combine about birds being real.
Right, but that guy was... He's in on the joke. Everybody that believes on birds aren't real, they're in on the joke.
See, I don't believe that.
I don't know.
The whole thing about... The whole thing about people, the birds charging, you can go to the website right now.
No, I'm not denying that, Ryan. I think you're giving the human race too much credit. You're right. I think there are some people that believe it.
No, of course. Ryan, we're not disagreeing with you, but we're talking about the players at the combine.
I get it. No, I heard what you guys said. I heard the clips you played, and I'm just saying that I really think he's in on the joke.
The kids at the combine? I don't think so.
Yes, I do.
I
definitely do.
I think, Ryan, you're giving humans too much credit.
I think he's right.
I think it is satire. It starts like
it's
that.
It's definitely
but
satire.
But, you know, by the way, anything that starts like satire eventually leads to people who really believe it. The first guy who thought the Earth was flat probably thought it was satire.
Well, it just raises the questions. Like, that's what made me so excited to share this with Tiki and you guys. I never thought about it like this. Like, I just see pigeons all the time. You feed them, whatever. I never realized, yeah, I've never seen a baby pigeon before. So, yeah, perhaps it's satirical in nature, but it raises questions. And I've never seen a baby pigeon, so you know what?
People are nuts. You're giving people too much credit, even if something believes like that.
Peacock?
By the way, the pigeon calls have lit up. Chris right. and Ron Conklin.
Well, this
Chris,
is like a
up?
Big TikTok thing, so.
Yeah, I was going to say, guys, the reason why you don't see them in the city, because the animals that are around the city are not like out here in Long Island. The feral cats would rip them apart, you know, and the raccoons would rip them apart. You don't see raccoons in Manhattan. You know, the pigeons can't fend for themselves, so they stay in the city.
This sounds like a conspiracy for people who have nothing to do.
There's a lot of people out there with nothing to do.
I'm just reading this article. This is from 3 years ago now, where they had protests outside of the headquarters in San Francisco because they demanded that the Twitter change its logo.
Because of the bird?
Because the birds aren't real.
Peacock. People need lives, by the way. By the way, if you show up to that kind of protest, I would seriously ask, you know, what do you do for work? Honestly. How do you have time for that?
Oh, man. People it's crazy that people actually like believed it too. That was they believe it,
right?
Including this one.
Well, they changed it to X. Right. The birds people won. It's no longer birds.
That was
you
a must.
You're kind of right, Julie. Please don't tell us there's ducks involved in this as well, Julie.
Hey.
Please tell us there aren't ducks involved in this as well.
Yes, there's going to be ducks. I mean, I can't believe you've never seen a baby duckling in the park. They're everywhere.
Well,
the ducks are everywhere. You can see them from when they're little tiny babies till, you know, they're more mature and they fly south. Yeah. But, I mean, you've never gone to the park and seen a baby duckling?
So that's probably at me because I said you never see baby animals. But she's right. You do see baby ducks.
Yes, you do.
Julie, guess what? If it walks like a duck and acts like a duck, it's a duck.
All right.
And it's a bird. And it's a bird. And I don't have to go to upstate New York. I live in Peekskill, New York, and I see little baby foxes in my backyard.
Do you really?
And
they're cute.
With their mother.
And they're cute until they try to kill your cat.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, until you let your animal out in the backyard and it kills it.
Right.
Thanks, Julie. Thanks for having all your ducks in a row.
So birds aren't real is a... This is how this is described.
By the way, this was the plan all along when Louie presented this. He goes, Tiki is going to be on that Google machine.
In a post-truth world dominated by online conspiracies, young people have coalesced around the effort to thumb their nose, fight, and poke fun at misinformation. It's Gen Z's attempt to upend the rabbit hole with absurdism.
That sounds very dramatic and very absurd. And the fact, by the way, that this even has time at the combine tells you the combine is also
this is Tiki Barber. Exactly. Good tie-in, Sean, because I believe that. The combine is nonsense.
Yeah.
Other than to have conversations with people to make sure they're not crazy.
And to make people watch the NFL Network this weekend for no apparent reason. Rob and Bayonne. Rob, what's up, Rob?
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
All right, so listen. My dad and I raise pigeons, so... What questions do you got for me?
I mean, we know that they have babies. We're talking about a satirical...
No, I have a question, Rob. Were there no other hobbies in Bayonne?
No, not really. But listen, there's a National Pigeon Association, the NPA. Like, they have shows yearly. Like, there's one in January in Pennsylvania.
Hold on. What do you do at a National Pigeon Association event? Like, what goes on?
It's basically, you watch the National Dog Show. It's like Best in Show.
Yeah? It's the same thing?
Same thing.
Are you kidding?
And there's big money in it.
Are they, like, flying around the arena and, like, doing stuff?
No, no. So they're basically little cages, and there's guys with, like, jackets that go around, and they judge.
Oh, so they're just show. It's just they're like show pigeons.
Exactly.
Oh, I got it.
So what you're seeing in the city is basically a mutt of a homing pigeon.
Hmm. Right, and they just because they have so many babies every year, they just multiply.
Right. So basically, yeah. So basically, they can't fly until they reach adulthood.
Yes.
So they don't leave the nest until they can actually fly.
Ah.
So I don't know if you guys are on Twitter or anything like that, but like I just sent, you know, to Lugauer a picture of a baby pigeon.
Nice.
On X.
Wow. Repurpose that, Lugie, for us.
The NPA. Where's that show on Thanksgiving morning?
The NPA, Westminster, it's all the same.
Honestly, it might be interesting to watch.
By the way, you never hear that come up in political debates, huh? Whose side's got the NPA? Jeez, the Pigeon Association. Okay. Tiki, one more for the road.
Yeah, let's hear
it. Our last pigeon call of the day, Mike in Dover Plains. Mike, what's up?
I mean, I don't know if you guys are on Twitter or anything like that. But
Mike, lower your radio.
Yeah.
Lugauer.
There you go. What's up, Mike?
I just wanted to say that baby pigeons are eaten as squab. And also, if you really want to know about pigeons, watch that documentary where people let them out and raise them on the top of rooftops. It's incredible.
Right.
How many people watch this documentary?
I know. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you. Didn't Mike Tyson?
Did he?
Didn't he raise pigeons?
This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Yeah, I've never heard that either.
I'm almost positive Mike Tyson raised pigeons. Or he raised, I think it was pigeons. Did you find it?
So this is an article from November 8th, 2023, and it says Mike Tyson recently traveled all the way to Poland to acquire 100 pigeons from a local breeder. Imagine Iron Mike pulling up to Poland.
Forget 2023. He was doing this like in the 90s.
Yes, because there are pictures of, from him in the 90s.
Can I ask a really dumb question if they're trained pigeons? And I promise I'm serious. I know how it's going to sound. Are they capable with stops along the way of flying from Poland to the United States? Or does he have to put them on a plane?
No.
With a scent, can you train them where to fly back to in the United States?
I don't actually know how training pigeons works.
What, you throw them in coach?
I don't know. Why didn't we ask that? We had the pigeon trainer on. We should have just asked.
I don't think they can go that far. They can fly.
You know how, like,
far.
If you got a boat and you put it in the bay?
No, you can't fly over the Atlantic. You can't. It's just too far.
So you think a bird born in Italy stays in Italy and never makes its way over to Florida or the Bermuda or anything?
They could hibernate, obviously, but I don't think they're hibernating towards the United States.
What do you mean they're hibernating? Birds don't even make sense.
They migrate. They migrate, don't hibernate.
That's the word. Migrate, hibernate.
What are you talking about?
Very odd. Okay. I guess goodbye, SNY. Baseball Night New York is coming up.
It's a great lead-in.
Great lead-in. Tiki, we're going to say goodbye to you. You got a flight to catch.
I do.
We'll let you catch that flight.
I'm going to Dallas.
And me, Lugie, and Rosie will close out this travesty of a show on a Friday and this week. And
it's
that'll
Friday.
Do it.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
It's Combine Day. It's Combine Friday, no less.
It's Combine
Friday. Uh-oh, it's another Tiki Barber rabbit hole.
Yes, I was in a rabbit hole.
God,
in this satirical pigeon nonsense.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.